even though we're not at the story as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're not really anywhere near the story of Passover. I'm not going to tell a Passover story, but I'm going to ask us to think about that moment of freedom. When, what happened to the Israelites? Where were they before the Passover freedom story? Egypt. And where did they end up? And how did they get there? Migration. Is that what you said? Yes. We're going to have a story about, not about immigration this evening. Yes, well, they had legs. They walked, where'd they walk?
Through the Red Sea.
Through the Red Sea and then the desert. Well, what's amazing about what happened to the Israelites, so now we have to imagine that we're a whole big group of Israelites leaving Egypt, crossing the sea, and wandering through the desert. How long did it take? These are the smartest Jewish children in the world. Don't tell the other congregations that I visit. And I said that 40 years. That's right. You said, I heard you all say 40 years. And what happened in those 40 years was that by the time those Israelites got through the sea and through the desert to get ready to go into Israel, no one who stood at the entrance to Israel remembered being in Egypt. Because it took them so long, a lot of those who had been adults had died, and there were people born in the desert, and so all they knew was sand. And so there was a woman and her daughter who were standing the night before they were about to go into Egypt, into Israel. They were standing, looking over at this land that they were finally, after all this time, being told that they were going to get to, looking over into Israel. And the daughter says, Mom, I don't know what it is we're looking at. And the mom says, well, I don't know what you're asking. And she says, there are these big brown things with like green hanging down off of them. What could they be? And the little girl's mother didn't really remember, but she said, I heard stories from when we were in Egypt, because we had them there too. They're called trees. Oh. And she says, but what are those? There's like red and orange things hanging from those trees. What's that? The mother says, well, I think that's called fruit. And you can pick the fruit and you can eat it. The little girl says, what? All that she's had for all these years, anyone remember what she's been eating? Manna, right? Doesn't know from fruit. So, okay. And the mother says, it's delicious and sweet. And well, over there I see there's this sort of light brown stuff blowing in the wind. What's that? And the mother says, oh, I remember hearing stories about that. That's called wheat. And the wheat grows, and you can cut it down, and you can mash it up into really small bits and put it together with a bunch of water and heat it really hot, and it makes bread. Wow, that's amazing. So they're getting ready to turn around and rest for the evening, and the daughter pulls her mother and said, well, I don't understand how it got there. I mean, I guess it's because we have the most amazing God. That God would just put these things, these, what did you call them, in trees and fruit that we can eat in the ground, and this wheat that you can make bread to eat, that's an amazing God, that God would just put that there. Mother says, well, it's actually a little more complicated than that. And she says to her daughter, take your pinky finger. So I want everyone to take your pinky finger, take a look at it. And the mother says to the daughter, look at your pinky nail. Now really look at your pinky nail, the part that's exposed off at the, over the tip of your finger. Not the whole nail, but like the little part you can see. And the mother says, what happens to make those trees and that wheat is that a seed the size of your pinky nail is put into the ground. And then with sunlight and water, over time, that seed grows into those trees. And into that wheat that then gets turned into this beautiful fruit and bread. And the daughter says to her mother, Mom, I don't like when you tease me like this. It's really not nice. You tell me not to tease and not to tell tales and tell lies. It's really not nice of you. And the mother says, what do you mean? And she says, every day, God gives us manna from heaven. And it just appears to us. And that's just how it should be. And I heard stories that when we left Egypt, the sea parted, and we walked through into the desert, and God parted the sea. And you mean to tell me that a seed the size of my pinky nail can be in the ground and grow into trees and into wheat. Those other things are like every day. But this pinky nail, that's like a miracle. Your pinky nail is a miracle. You are a miracle. More than just your pinky nail. Sometimes the things that happen to us all the time, we think are normal. Manna, food just falls into our laps from heaven. Wouldn't that be great when we're hungry? If food would just fall, that'd be so good. Or when you needed something, it just happened. But instead, we look around our world, and there are things that we think happen. All the trees just happen. You know what? They're a miracle. A seed the size of our pinky nail in the ground can grow into trees that can feed us and give us shade. Each of us, as we enter a new year on Rosh Hashanah, a new school year, have the opportunity to be like these little seeds in our fingers. We're miracles. And we're going to grow and do wonderful things and give back to the world and make new friends and learn new things and face challenges and work through them. We are all of those miracles. We don't need any fancy flashing lights or see it apart to look out in the world and see all of the wonderful miracles that are there. When you go to school, just someone being kind to you or helping you or something you learn that you didn't expect to learn is a miracle. So each day, and as we walk into this new year, we can turn all of the things that we think of as miraculous can actually just be very simple things that we have taken for granted. But maybe all of the simple things in our lives are really the miracles. Our children, all the growing we do this year, the beautiful nature, all of our families and relationships. Just all we need is a seed the size of our fingernail, and it can grow into amazing things. Shabbat Shalom.